Good morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, back from the Big Apple in New York City, and we have got a dynamic show for you today, and one that I know that you will enjoy. The format of this program that we do weekly is personal empowerment. I said weekly. We do it daily, because we want you to have something that you can carry throughout your day that's going to inspire you. And my guest, who we are speaking with in the Philippines, is Jet Torcelino Van Riven, and we are going to be talking with her about her fascinating story, The Tale of Juliet, which is the story of her life. And she believes you, just like herself, have the power to change your life. Jet, I want to welcome you to the show.
Hey, Donna, this is incredible. Thank you so much.
Isn't technology wonderful?
Yeah, the world's getting smaller. You know, it's 6 o'clock in the morning here.
Yes, yes. And where are you in the Philippines?
I'm in Makati. Makati,
right,
is in the city.
Uh-huh.
Of Manila.
Of Manila, all right.
That's right.
Now, Jet, you wrote this book because you really wanted people to understand that life, though it has obstacles, can those obstacles should be motivating to compel you to reach up and out for something better. Where you were born in the Philippines, and your life was not that easy a life. Tell us a little bit about your family and your background.
Okay. Well, The Tale of Juliet, You Have the Power to Change Your Life. Everything is in there, my background. I was born in an off-the-beaten-track somewhere in the Philippines. It's an area called Pader, Leon, Batangas. Now, I must tell you, Donna, that Pader, when you translate it in English, it's called wall.
Ah.
Yeah, and so, yes, it means wall. Pader means wall. Pader Lian Batangas. And as young as 7 years old, I was helping my brother, my parents feed my brothers and sisters by vending or selling in the barrio. Like you can imagine me as young as 7 years old going back and forth in the off the beaten track and muddy road with tropical climate, rain or shine, as early as 4 o'clock in the morning, selling like pandesal. We call it pandesal. It's a morning bread. It's a bun.
Mm-hmm.
And during the day or the weekend, you will see me selling vegetables, fruits, fish, anything you could think of just to help the family feed the family. There
now,
are 12 of us. Yeah. Did I say that? There are 12 of us. There's no running water. There's no electricity. You name it. It's typical third world country.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jet, you have, as a mature woman now, you have traveled all over the world. You are currently the owner of Gigi Print Graphics Plus, a digital printing and graphics design company in southern Surrey, British Columbia, Canada. You have a bachelor's degree in commercial science with a major in management. And in 1996, you were nominated in Surrey, South Surrey, British Columbia, Canada, as Businesswoman of the Year. You have such a passion for developing yourself, and you've described, as you said, a third world country environment that you grew up in. Why do you think, for you, this passion was so strong? What were the circumstances and or the people that inspired you to reach for what many of the people in the Philippines maybe wouldn't even know how to dream about? What made you different?
Well, Jara, I was growing up on many occasions, I experienced putting groceries back on the shelf because we didn't have enough money to pay for them, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm more passionate to really inspire people all over the world that really the circumstances doesn't, it's not the circumstances in your life that matters to you. It's really what you do about it. And that they really have the power to change their life. Like I was so poor, and yet I have a strong belief that I could at least my life and be the best that I could possibly be. And now
there
my goal is... Sorry, go ahead. Do you know the line is a little bit breaking up here?
Yes, I can hear it, and I know we're having a little bit of a challenge here. So
yeah,
we'll
sorry,
just
I didn't
deal.
Quite get the whole question here. There, sorry.
Right. That's all right. You have so many wonderful stories in your book, and for those of you who are listening to this live broadcast, Jet is in the Philippines in a community near Manila, and she is touring the Philippines, sharing with people over there her personal story, The Tale of Juliet, because she really believes you have the power to change your life. She did. Jet, you have this wonderful story that goes back when you were quite young. Your family, your mother and father, were just wonderful people. They really, really loved the family. They wanted all of the children to do better. But you have a story in here about the coin bank book. And I was so touched by this because you said your father came up with a title for this. Tell my audience about this, because it really was something very special. It was the beginning of what is now the book that I'm holding in my hand.
Wow, it looks like you really know the story in and out, right? Okay, well, when I was 3 years old, Donna, yeah, my father surprised me on my birthday. We didn't have enough books where we are, right? Because, well, first of all, we cannot afford to buy books, right? But I was
mm-hmm.
so surprised on my third birthday. My father came home with his gift. And it looks like he opened it up, and it looks like a book, right? So he sat
mm-hmm.
me on his lap and pretending that he was going to read a story to me. And in the front of the book, it's I still remember it's color blue, and it's inscribed The Tale of Juliet. So I was so excited, and I tried to touch it and open it up, but it's solid. And turned out it's a coin bank. And so now it's really amazing, Donna, that it manifested in my life. Like so many years later, I didn't know that I could even write a book. And
yes.
So that's why the book is titled The Tale of Juliet, You Have the Power to Change Your Life. And if I may tell the audience, you could actually, Donna, can I tell them my website?
Certainly. That's not a problem. But let's wait a minute before you talk about your website. Because
they could go there and get the first chapter free. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. We'll mention that in a minute. So the first chapter of her book is going to be on her website. But I want to go into some of your background, because there were some very specific people, Jet, that really believed in you. Here you are. You're a child raised in a loving family, and you have some phenomenal photographs in your book.
Oh, yes. There's 12 of us in the family.
Yes. You have a large, large family. But you made a comment at the beginning of our conversation how you were raised in a third world country. There were none of the amenities. You have a profound photograph in your book of how the family all slept together on a dirt floor, and all of these various things were for many people in America many people in Europe, anyone who would be listening to this show, might find unbelievable. But it is very much real. And for many people around the world, these are circumstances that they are living even today. However, you had some very, very special people, and one was Monsignor Antonio Unzen. This man helped you. In what way did he help you so that you could go into education?
Correct. Now, if I may tell the story, so when I was 16, I admire my father's courage to oppose this priest. He was a family driver of the family, and one of them is a priest, the Monsignor Antonio. And so he was a priest then, and I heard he was he was very intellectual. And my father said to him, Monsignor and so on, Father and so on, I have this child, and she wanted to pursue her college education. Would you be able to help her? And so the priest asked him to, bring her over to Manila. And I remember, Donna, that time I prayed so hard when I heard the news. I prayed so hard. I said, my God, probably this is a turning point in my life. Because I really have to uplift my life. I have to help my brothers and sisters. I have to, and for to do, be able to do that, I need further education. And this is my bread. So it's a four-hour drive from our province to Manila. And I really prayed so hard. And lo and behold, I don't know what transpired between our interview and this priest told me, wow. He told my dad, so, wow, Solomon, your daughter is smart. Well, Donna, at that point in time, I didn't know I was smart. This priest believed in me. He saw the potential in me. And so that was the turning point of my life. He recommended me to college. Again, I must tell the audience or the listeners that there's no money built out here. He just recommended me to college. It's an exclusive Catholic school for girls. And again, I took the exam there. And lo and behold, I passed the exam. And but then my parents could not afford the board and lodging. So I have to be a working scholar student and, like, scrubbing toilets, helping clean the classrooms, all those menial jobs, waking up as early as 4 o'clock in the morning, washing clothes of those nuns. But at the same token, I was so grateful that I was given the chance. And, you know, tonight, I might continue on. I remember, I know that I was the poorest of these students. Because they were complaining about food. And they were complaining about accommodation. I was so filled with gratefulness that I had 3 square meals. Because when we eat, sometimes I would remember my brothers and sisters back home. And I wonder if they have 3 square meals, you know. Because my mother would send me most of the times among the neighborhood to borrow some rice. And yes, I was turned down several times by the neighbors. They would tell me, you were just here last week. You know, we don't have anything to lend you. That hurts so much. And so when I was in this college, I was just thankful that I had the privilege. I was so fortunate. And also when it rains, you know, there's a tropical storm in the Philippines. I would remember thinking of my brothers and sisters back home, because sometimes when the wind blows, it would blow away our roof, our rooftop, and we would wake up wet, soaking wet. And while in this Concordia College, it was a concrete building, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's really the power of gratefulness. I think, I believe that's why God has come a long way. I believe there's a higher power that's helping me.
That, I think, is a very, very heartfelt statement that you're making, and I think there would be many people in the audience that would listen to your story and would say, wow, here is someone that is now living in Canada. She's a mature woman. She has come from an environment that, for most of us, if we were in it, maybe we wouldn't have the courage to be able to do this, especially as a woman. However, you have two very, very fine parents. You called your dad a philosopher. He loved to learn. Your mother was a very good businesswoman, and even at a very young age, you were being trained by your mother, without her being really aware of it, to be an entrepreneur. You were encouraged to do problem solving. And I love the story that you had about selling to the tourists, how you made money, because there were 14 people in your family that had to be fed.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I'd love for you to share your story about how you sold to the tourists so that you would have more money for your family. And, of course, the value of the dollar in the Philippines is so different than the value of the dollar was on the mainland. And the dollar in the Philippines at the time when you were growing up really went a long way.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, I admire my mother to instill in me the entrepreneurship. So my mother was also very creative. So in addition to selling at the local market, she heard about this Marabungkay Beach. And she told me that I would be coming with her. But then, you know, in the book, I called it the teenage humiliation, because I said, oh, no, I know I have so many classmates that live along that beach, right? And so that mm-hmm. means it will be more investment for me. So on the first day that I was supposed to go to sell fruits, I found an excuse. But on the second day, second week, I'm running out of excuse for my mom, right? So this, like, I was there, I'm going to mention this to you, Donna. I was there just two days ago. And
oh,
I really
wow.
was fast. Yes, this is so powerful. I was there just 2 weeks ago in this Marabungkay Beach, and this last Sunday, and as I actually took my shoes off, my slippers off, and then walked back and forth in that long white sandy beach, reminiscing the past. Well, it seemed so alive, just like in the book. But sometimes I would hear the rolling airplanes, and I would see the jet streams upon the sky. And I would always wonder, where is that airplane going? And I would see those big homes, and I
mm-hmm.
wonder, wow, how is it to live in that home, on those homes? And for all you the listeners, all of those manifested in my life, beyond my wildest dreams. So my trick, Donna, is to approach foreigners. Because when I was there with a mangoes filled, like I have a container above my head and filled with mangoes, it's quite heavy. And I would just approach the foreigners because they're so kind-hearted. They give, so I would tell them, okay, for instance, it's 10 for a dollar, and they'll give me $3, like $3 worth of pesos. They give
mm-hmm.
you a tip. And so I experienced eating leftover food from foreigners. So in my book, I thank the foreigners so much because you just never know the little act of kindness that you extend to people, especially in the third world country, you just never know.
Mm-hmm.
It really turned the life of an impoverished child, and it happened to me. And
well, here you are.
And here you are
today.
And I want it to happen to many more.
Mm-hmm. And it is, because you are right now in the Philippines finishing up a book tour. You have the chance to be around your own countrymen and women and sharing with them what you have been able to achieve. What an inspiration you should be to the young students that you have a chance to talk to the women and the men both, who are there wanting to make a difference in their lives. And, of course, education is one of the biggest keys to being able to accomplish that. So you have these wonderful stories in your book, The Tale of Juliet, The Power to Change Your Life, fabulous photographs that you've put in about your family. There was a Dr. Bill that enabled you to go another step further. One of the things, Jet, that I think is fun to share with, before you go into Dr. Bill, talk about the sister who helped you to develop your name, Jet, because it suits you. You're always going. You love the jets up in the air. You're going today. First, answer my question. Before we get to Dr. Bill, answer my question about how you got this fun name of Jet.
Oh, my God. You're so good, Donna. Well, when I was at this Lacan Project College, remember the priest introduced me to the college? So I was accepted there. And I was assigned in the, not the nursing department, at the clinic. And there was one nun there named Sister Eliza that I befriended her. So she I feel like so close to her, and she's like a mother to me. And then she said to me one day, we exchanged notes, and I love that. And she said to me, Jet, you know, Juliet, can I call you Jet? Because you're small, but you move so fast. You know, you're petite, but you move so fast, like a jet plane. But let's make it J-H-E-T, so it's not obvious that it's J-A-T, right? And, oh, my God, Donna, it manifested in my life. When I was writing this book, I said, oh, my God. Like, I could not remember now how many times I boarded an airplane. At one point last summer, it just dawned on me when I was delivering a talk to 5,000 people here in my home country. Like, oh, my God, I was in Florida. I was in Los Angeles. I was in Canada and Japan and then Philippines within in a span of 10 days. And I was sharing, then, wow, what's happening to me beyond my wildest dreams. I was named Jet, and little did I know that I will be jet-setting all over. But within 10 days, I was in 4 different countries. Imagine.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely phenomenal. The little coin bank book, you being named Jet, it's as if the universe said, this is part of your script, Jet. You haven't yet seen what is to come, but we are getting ready for it. We're going to give you the name. We're going to give you the resources. You'll have to work your way through it, which is what you did. Your book is filled with a love story. You have some wonderful things in here to share that we're not going to be able to go into. We don't have enough time. Dr. Yeah. Bill was a man who enabled you to go on to college. He was a man who offered you extra money to pay for your schooling because he believed in you. So many people did, Jet. They believed in you because you walked the walk, you talked the talk. And I think that is so significant. Tell us how you met Dr. Bill and how he was able to support you.
Well, after Concordia College, I took up a 2-year course, a medical secretarial course, and I started working at Cardinal Santos Hospital. While I was there, I was constantly promoted from the admitting secretary, telephone operator, cardiovascular lab, and then the medical director. I was the secretary of the medical director for, over 5 years. And when I was with him, oh, bless his good heart, he knows that I wanted to continue further education. So I have the courage to approach him. At first, I was so scared. I said, oh, my God, maybe he will not go along with my plans, because that means cutting off some of my work duties with him. But, you know, like, this is what I'm going to tell the audience of that. Make your dreams more real than your fears. I had the courage to talk to him, and to my surprise, he said, I totally support you. So I went on to school. Like, he doubled my salary. This without the hospital administration knowing it. He doubled my salary, so I'm able to afford further education at night. But these are amazing people in my life. And can I tell you, too, who really inspired me to write this book? Like,
please
make
do.
It a reality?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, see, how this book came about is, like 3 years ago, I'm now living in Canada, and I met Mark Victor Hansen. I'm sure you know him, right, Donna?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. He's the author of The Chicken Soup for the Soul, and he has sold over a million, I think 110 million books at to date. And I connected with him from the audience. He gave me a book from the audience, and then he asked me later on, said, "Jeff, so tell me about your story." So I told him this little story, and the story of my life, and he said, "Well, Jeff, you know, you have a book in you. You have a message to the world." And I told him, like, "Mark, you don't know me. My grammar sucks. I'm sorry." That's exactly the word I told him. "My grammar sucks. You know, I could write a book." And he said, "Leave that to the professionals." And so, but 3 months later, Donna, one of my employees, it's another big dream come true for me. This is happening now in South Surrey, British Columbia. I just purchased a unit for my business. And so it's a big dream come true for me again. Everything is joyful up in the air. Everything was packed. We were moving from point A to point B. And one of my employees, named Rachel, came slowly to me. But she was breathing heavily, like this. And I said, "Rachel, are you okay?" And she said, "I am tired." And Donna, that was the last word I heard from Rachel. She practically died in front of me. She had a brain aneurysm.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. That's a big turning point in my life. That's when I realized, oh, my God, it could have happened to me, too. And so I asked questions to myself. What am I really here for? What is the legacy I want to leave behind? What is my real purpose in life? And I was transported back when I was a child, when I was eating those leftover food from foreigners, when I was walking back and forth along that white sandy beach trying to make a sail. It wasn't too long ago when I was borrowing some rice from the neighbors and I got turned down several times. And now I'm living in abundance in Canada. You know, for me, Wolf, only thing outside that little bedroom home packed, like sleeping like packed sardines, is abundance. I'm so wealthy.
Yes, you are,
and
Jeff.
What am
and
I
your
really
story?
Here for? Yes, Donna. What am I really here for? And I remember Mark said I have a book in me. And this is when I really started pouring my brains out, my heart out in this book. Imagine if I could only spar one person with my story. Then I have a legacy to leave behind.
Yes, you do. Now, we need to have...
It's all about.
Yes, Jet. Now, we are almost out of time. We need to have from you your website now so we can tell people where to go so they can get to read the first chapter of your book online for free. What's your website, Jet?
It's www.thetaleofjuliet.com.
Repeat that.
TheTaleOfJuliet.com, like the story of Juliet, and Juliet.
Okay, your voice has just... Are you still with me?
Yes, I'm still with me. I have a parting message there, Donna. If you can read the last part of the book at the back of the book.
Yes.
I believe I'm out of time here, and I'm heading to the airport, Donna. Thank you so much for making this possible for me.
You're more than welcome. It's been an absolute delight, and I know that we've been having some challenges with the phone line, but thank God we were able to get through. Jet, I know that you are going to have a continuing story of success. In the website, again, for Jet Torcelino Van Ryven is the Tale of Juliet.com. The Tale, T-A-L-E, of Juliet.com. Jet, thank you for being my guest today.
Well, you're my angel today, Donna. Thank you so much. Together we can make a path.
Absolutely. This is Donna Sebo, and I'll be giving the information again about Jet's book, The Tale of Juliet. It truly is inspiring, but we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't you go away now.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Now, by the way, phone lines are open at this time, and you're more than welcome to give me a call. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here are our telephone numbers you can call in to if you're in the U.S., 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. If you'd like to call in from Canada, we would be delighted to hear from you. 888-810-8322 is your number to call, 888-810-8322. Also, we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. I want to just comment a little bit further about Jet, who was my guest today. I was talking to Don, our engineer here at bbsradio.com, and each day we feel we're so very fortunate because we interact with people who in their own way are making a difference. In their own way, they are walking the walk of what they talk about. They are sharing their experiences, wanting to inspire other people. And I wanted to be sure that you had Jet's website because it's, I think, good always to have information about people whose circumstances have given them the momentum, the desire, the impetus, whatever word you want to use, to say, I don't want to walk the common route. I want to walk an exceptional route, and I'm willing to do what is necessary. And that's what her book is all about. The book is The Tale of Juliet. You have the power to change your life. Her website is The Tale, T-A-L-E, of Juliet.com, thetaleofjuliet.com. So you can go in, you can find out a lot about her, and she also has an email that you'll find on site that if you wanted to chat with her via email, you would be able to do it. This is a woman who's passed, crossed Mother Teresa's. This is a woman who has had conversations with some very prestigious people in the world whose names you would recognize. She mentioned one of them, Mark Victor Hansen. Her path has taken her into many different environments, and in each environment she's had challenges, but she has always said, out of this, there's going to come something better. And I think that that is so very, very important.
So many times we make judgments about things. And let's face it, we're all judgmental. We're all going to have opinions and biases about life. But sometimes it's a good idea to be able to put aside our biases, which usually come from fear, to be able to put them aside and to look at things a little differently, to open our eyes up to maybe, what if I did this? What if I explored this venue? What if I talked to this individual? What if I asked for what I wanted in life? What if? What if, what if? And this is the positive aspect of what if. Not taking, gee, what if everything failed on me? No, let's take it the other way. We're taking it, what if I decided to go back to school and get a degree? What if I walked up to someone and said, I'd like to know the story of your life. I'd like to interview you. What if I believed in myself enough to know that I could accept and do just about anything I set my mind to? A charmed life? Perhaps, but she's earned it. I want to share with you, and by the way, thank you to those of you, and I know we've got a caller on the line. Before I take the caller, I want to thank those of you who have been sending me emails. I do want to tell you that we've been having a gremlin that decided it was going to explore our computer system, and it caused some burps. So my newsletter did not go out yesterday, as I planned on having it do. I'd flown in from New York, and I was going to send it out, and I found out that the gremlins had been doing their job again. So we're trying to find the proper way of amending it so that I can send it out. But my webmaster, I was able to get a copy of it to her. So on my website, DelphiInternational.com, my newsletter for this month of April will be posted very, very quickly. So again, as soon as I can, I'll be sending it out. Let's go to our first caller for the day. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
My first initial is A, and I'm calling from Virginia.
Where in Virginia?
Springfield.
Springfield, Virginia is one of my favorite places, and I have family from Virginia. So does my husband, so we're very familiar with that beautiful, beautiful state. All right, now, A, as I am focusing on you, I really think you need to sit down with a pad of paper, and you need to write out the disappointments that you've gone through. Now, this is really going to sound very strange to you, but I am seeing you feeling that you have been fighting what appears to be an uphill battle. It is not uphill there. Part of what's going on is that you have to let the past go, and you have to let a lot of the experiences that you've gone through that have held you in your mind, that has sort of held you back, you need to be able to bring them out into daylight, write them down in black and white, put down all the emotion that you have with it. If you were scared to death, if you got angry, if you were filled with hate, I don't care what it is. Mm-hmm. If there were tears, just write it out. This is between you and God. Nobody else has any business reading it. This is for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to be able to look at it and realize that if you take the value of those experiences, not the fear, but the value of those experiences, put them on another sheet of paper, and then burn the one that has all, have a burning bowl ceremony, burn the one that has all of the anxiety, the fear, the anger, the hate, whatever may be there, and just watch it burn into nothingness. And you have this other sheet of paper that has the values of those experiences, you're not going to have the walls in front of you like you've had before. You're just not going to have them.
You're right about that.
So it is so important for you to do this sooner rather than later. I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
You have a wonderful opportunity on a professional level to step into a new positioning that won't have a great big title to it. But it will give you the opportunity to expand your skills in an absolutely wonderful way. You'll be in what I describe as a safe environment where you can stub your toe, make mistakes, and then recover quickly. But for you to take advantage of this, for this to even be open to you, you've got to release your fears, your memories of the negative side of what you've gone through. You don't need them, and you've got people around you. That's all they live for. They constantly rehash over things, and by the time you get through listening to them, often you're in tears or emotionally, it's just like your heart has been ripped open. You need to put things in their right perspective, and this has to be done for you. You can't fix the other people and their attitudes, but you sure as blue blazes can take care of yourself, hon, because you're going to be out of the environment that you so desperately yearn to be out of. It is, you are so close to it, it's not even funny. But you must release the past. Excuse me, what's your question, hon? I couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I said, is it like a new career? Because I've been hoping to change my career field.
What are you doing right now?
I'm an information technology person, but I want to switch into something more creative, like books and all.
All right, you have this opportunity that's coming up for you.
Mm-hmm.
You must release your fears. That's so important. Excuse me?
Is it just going to show up?
No, you're going to be looking for it.
Okay.
Don't sit around and wait for somebody to hand it to you on a silver platter. It won't come in that way.
No, of course not.
You are going to be looking for it.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me, hon, there's a time delay here on the phone line. What was your question?
No, I said, since you said you're looking at it, I was wondering if it's something kind of related to what I'm doing or something new, because I've been exploring both options.
Good. And all I would say to you is be prepared. The opportunity is going to present itself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to be in any kind of fancy, there's no fancy title with it.
That's fine.
But yes, it is imminent, but there's something here about fears from the past. You must get rid of those. Otherwise, they're going to sabotage you.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. How did you learn about the show?
I listen to BBS radio sometimes, and it's very enlightening, and I think it's a great thing what the manager is doing. I don't know who actually runs this.
Don Newsom is in charge of overseeing the entire operation.
Okay.
In fact, he was on the phone line. You had the opportunity to talk to him for just a moment.
Okay.
He's very much involved in pulling together all kinds of people, and it's just, you've got a wonderful team here, and I'm so glad that you told us how you found out about it. Be sure you tell your friends about BBS. And if you have a comment about the shows, etc., go to the website, which you are already on at this time,
uh-huh.
And they have a comment section. And please send us your comments. We're always interested in hearing from our listeners.
Okay, great. I will do that.
Thank you, dear. And please,
mm-hmm.
please be aware you are very, very close to an opportunity for change for what you want.
Okay. I like what you said, actually. I've been thinking about how I do hold on to things and I get upset over something. Not all the time, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But it does, you're right, it does get in the way because you're busy thinking about the past and not the future.
Well, remember, today is your future.
Right.
What
right,
you
right,
do
right.
with your mind and your attitudes, your emotions, mm-hmm. your actions, this is your future today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I agree. Great. Well, thank you very
much. Have a wonderful life.
You too. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Donna Sebo, and if you'd like to call in and chat with me today, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. 877-876-5227, or from Canada, 888-810-8322. And also, we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. By the way, I also want to take the opportunity to thank the people that organized and put together the National Publicity Summit in New York City. The staff was wonderful. They just do such a phenomenal job. I met people from all around the country, and we're going to be having many of those people as guests on the Donna Sebo Show. And I just feel so fortunate that they've extended the opportunity to me to be a speaker on the panel whenever I go. And it's just marvelous. You know, I think one of the greatest things we can ever have is the opportunity to realize that there are so many good people in this world, that each and every one of them in their own way, not unlike Jet that I interviewed today, who is in the Philippines, that each in their own way have a story to tell, and it can inspire us to reach for our own star, our own desires and aspirations in our own special way. It's very, very valuable, very, very special, and the freedom to do that is precious to behold. We are going to be taking a break. When we come back, phone lines are still open. Don't forget, we'll be coming right back now. Don't you go away. This is Donna Sebo.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, back from the Big Apple. Wow, what a city. Oh, I'm telling you, New York is something. I think everything is just, I think they have a fast button only in New York. I didn't notice anybody slowing down very much. It's hustle, hustle, bustle, bustle. But wow, what a great city. It just is an awesome experience to be there. I really enjoy it. And contrary to many, many legends, the people of New York are very warm, very friendly, and very, very nice individuals. After all, they come from all over the world. You can't walk a block without hearing as many as 10 different languages spoken as you're moving along. It's quite a fascinating experience. There's no place else like it on the planet, and we're very fortunate to have it in our country. I want to tell you about the people that are coming up this week as guests. Wow, do we have a lineup. Rob Schwartz is going to be with us tomorrow. We're going to be talking about courageous souls. Now, this has a wonderful, wonderful aspect to it. For those of you that believe in reincarnation, I think you'll find him very interesting. For those of you that don't, I think you might find it interesting, too. So Robert is going to be with us tomorrow. And then John Clifton, who is a repeat guest on my show. John is a man who has a passion, a love for animals and keeping them well. And he has a book that he's brought out called Stop the Shots. And I met with John when I was in New York on Friday, and it's really going to be an interesting interview. So if you have animals, you want to know about vaccinations, et cetera, I think you'll find John a very interesting man. Then Charles Ridgway is going to be my guest on Thursday, Spinning Disney's World. Now, Charles has had a phenomenal career in working as a publicist for Walt Disney and his studios. His story is just dynamic. You will really enjoy this man, and we will have a great time. And then we're going to be on Friday talking about online education. If you have been interested in getting an education, but commuting, various circumstances just make it almost impossible for you to get into the average classroom, well, this is an option. You definitely should keep your attitude open towards, because it can make a difference in your life in more than one way. Do you know that when someone has a college degree, even if it's just a bachelor's, their capability of earning an extra $100,000 plus in income is just phenomenal? And then when you get a master's and then a doctorate, well, the dollar signs go up from there. So it really does make a difference more and more as time goes by. So those are the guests that we have this week. We have a dynamic lineup, of course, on bbsradio.com. You can go in and you can see the guests that are coming up. There's just a very brief script about what they do and what we're going to be talking about. Also, just let me know if you have any special stories. In fact, I've got one here that was sent to me by someone. I've got a story here from Gail, and then I've got some other things from Sandy, and then I've got one from Bob, and I want you to know I really appreciate these stories because I think so many of them are just so good to share, and I'm delighted to be able to do that. So if you've got a recipe that is a family favorite or one that you just know will make people smile every time they prepare it and fix it for family and friends, well, send that along to me. Go to my email address, donna@delphiinternational.com. That's DELPHI international.com. Send me your story, the special item that you'd like to share. If it's some tidbit trivia, we just love hearing it all. So be sure that you get it there. I cannot promise that it's absolutely going to be on the air, but if I can get it on, I will, if it fits in with our format. But also, telephone line is open, 877-876-5227 for the U.S., 888-810-8322 for Canadians, and then 530-876-3222. This came from Bob, and I really like it. This is a story that is titled The House of a Thousand Mirrors, and I think it fits so well with what we've been talking about this afternoon. And this is how the story goes. Long ago in a small, faraway village, there was a place known as the House of 1,000 Mirrors. A small, happy little dog learned of this place and decided to visit. When he arrived, he bounced happily up the stairs to the doorway of the house. He looked through the doorway with his ears lifted high and his tail wagging as fast as it could. To his great surprise, he found himself staring at 1,000 other happy little dogs with their tails wagging just as fast as his. He smiled a great smile and was answered with 1,000 great smiles just as warm and friendly. As he left this very special house, he thought to himself, "This is a wonderful place. I'll come back and visit it often." Now, in the same village, another little dog, who was not quite as happy as the first one, decided to visit the house. He slowly climbed the stairs and hung his head low as he looked into the door. When he saw the 1,000 unfriendly-looking dogs staring back at him, he growled at them and was horrified to see 1,000 little dogs growling back at him. As he left shivering, he thought to himself, "That is a horrible place. I will never go back there again." This is the meaning of the story. All the faces in the world are mirrors. What kind of reflections do you see in the faces of the people you meet? Now, this is a Japanese folktale, and when I read this, I thought of where I had just been in New York City. People you meet from all over the world. One block, that's all you have to do is walk down one block. And you can encounter a couple of hundred people within just a very short period of time. It really is amazing. People from all over the world. What do we see in their faces? What are we looking for? And just like the little dog, the first one that walked in, what we see is what we feel about ourselves. This was a happy dog. This was a dog that said, this is cool. I really like this. What he looked for was what he saw. And it was the same with the little dog that was very skeptical and very frightened. He saw his fears. So we need to remember, though we are not dogs, we are individuals that are supposedly thinking individuals, and we must reflect on what it is we see. What are we expecting? What are we looking to have happen? It's amazing how when you can make a shift in your attitude, in the way you look at things, it can make such a difference. And it's fun to do an experiment with this. It really is, especially when you're in a new place. Just to be congenial, to be pleasant, to be courteous, the response of others is amazing. You know, in New York, it's often said that people are very, very rude. They're very nasty. I have found that that's not been the case at all. Now, can they talk a mile a minute? Hey, gavilts, can they ever? They can talk. I've encountered people that can talk so fast, I just am amazed anybody can even understand them. But that's part of the world that they live in. But I find, no matter where I go, no matter what I encounter, it's up to me to be in charge with my attitudes in my space. And if I'm going to get anxious and frustrated, I'm going to see the results the same. If I say, wait a minute, count to 10, keep my cool, center myself, I find that things shift. Truly is a magic, and we all have that magic inside us. I know we're out of time. I want to just say, you're the master of your fate. You're the captain of your soul. Don't forget, the magic is inside of you just as strongly as it is inside of me. Always has been, always will be. Turn it on and spin it out. Wow, you've got miracles waiting for you. This is Donna Sebo. Talk with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.